Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 28th. Today's podcast is sponsored by Britannica's Guardians of History. Your voice launches a time-traveling adventure with Guardians of History. Catapult across history on top-secret missions, interact with characters, and decide the storyline with your voice device. Simply say, Alexa, install Guardians of History, or OK Google, open Guardians of History to play today. Today's word is irascible, spelled I-R-A-S-C-I-B-L-E. Irascible is an adjective that means marked by hot temper and easily provoked anger. Here's the word used in a sentence from the News and Record of Greensboro, North Carolina, by Tim Clodfelter. Working with Adam Baldwin, best known as the irascible mercenary Jane in Firefly and Serenity, and the gruff but lovable John Casey on Chuck, was another bonus. If you try to take apart the word irascible in the same manner as irrational, irresistible, or irresponsible, you might find yourself wondering what ascible means, A-S-C-I-B-L-E. But that's not how irascible came to be. The key to the meaning of the word irascible isn't the negative prefix IR, which is a variant of the prefix IN that is used before words beginning with an R, but the Latin noun ira, I-R-A, meaning anger. From ira, which is also the root of the English words irate and ire, I-R-E, came the Latin verb irasci, meaning to become angry, and the related adjective irascibilis, the latter of which led to the French word irascible. English speakers borrowed the word from French in the 16th century. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.